Zadaf Peiches. So we got to the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that Kli Halach Mekachin Es Halach, a utensil used for Davarlach, for something liquid, so that's Mekadesh Davarlach. Midos Yavish Mekadesh is a Yavish, and something that's meant for dry measurement is Mekadesh, that which is dry. So to take a look at Rashi, around halfway down the narrow lines in Rashi, the Mishnah, Masnisin Kli Halach Ka'aros Mizrakos Ladam Lain L'Shemim. Different cups or containers used to hold the blood, the wine, or the oil. And Midos Yahyavesh are Shte Midos Shayavesh. The two measurements used for dry, Hayusham, Isaron V'chatzi Isaron. Isaron was L'Medidas Kol Menachos. All Menachos needed an Isaron. That was the measurement. V'chatzi Isaron L'chatzos Bo Minchas Chavite Kohen Gadol. Every single day, Kohen Gadol would bring an Isaron of flour, but they'd split up half in the morning and half in the afternoon. So that was the chatzi yisaron. So then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Eina kli halach mekadesh es hayavish, lo yavish mekadesh es halach, but they don't mekadesh the other type. So a yavish measurement can't be mekadesh a liquid, and the liquid measurement kli cannot be mekadesh the dry. And then the Mishnah says, kli hakodesh shenikva, kli sharis, a kli kodesh that has a hole in it, if they were doing a malacha that they were doing when it was shalim, it was doing a particular malacha, let's say, of catching blood, and it could still do that same malacha now, even though it has a hole in it, so then it's mekachin, it's able to sanctify that which goes in it. Vimlav, if it's not able to do the same it was doing beforehand, then ein mekachin, it doesn't have the ability to be mekadesh. Evechulan, ein mekachin ela Bakodesh. All of these, the klisharis, whatever it can and cannot be mekadesh, only is true in the Azara, but outside the Kodesh, outside the Azara, it cannot be mekadesh anything. So that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara tells us, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel qualifies the Mishnah, and says, Lo shanu ela midos ava mizrakos mekadshin. This is only true of the midos, but not of the mizrakos. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Rashi says, Lo shanu de'ein kli alach mekadshin es hayavish. When we said that a kli lach, a utensil used for a davar lach, a liquid, cannot be mekadesh or davar yavesh. That's only true with regards to the midos. Rashi says, "Ela midos, there were shiva midos halach. There were seven measurements used for the liquid. Shahayusham, hin vechatzei, hin shlisha, hin vechulei." Since these utensils are not fit for any dry measurements, it was only used for measurements of liquid, it only works if it's measuring a davar lach. So when we say the yavish can't be mekadesh davar, rather lach can't be mekadesh davar yavish, it's only these seven midos of the utensils. About mizrako, says Rashi, Avagav de klilach ninu mekachin yavesh. And the mizrako is where they catch the blood, but there's no measurement of the blood, with all the blood you're supposed to catch of the par or of the sayer. But since there is medida, Rashi says, the chehech de chazul alach, chazul asola shehu yavesh. It's also able to mekadesh a davar yavesh. And the Gemara brings a pasuk for the shenemar. It says in the pasuk, shneem mileem solus. Both of them are filled with solus. Solus is flour. It's a davar yavesh. So you need to look at the whole pasuk here. Pasuk says, "V'karbano." This is the naso. Karbano karos kesef achas shloshim umea mishkala mizrak echad kesef shivim shekel b'shekel kodesh. So it's talking about the kara and mizrak. These are things that are meant for davar lach. Yet the pasuk concludes, "Shneim milem solus." They were filled with solus, which is a davar yavesh. And just to finish off the pasuk, "Belula b'shemen lemincha." Also had some oil within the solus, but the solus of flour is a davar yavesh. We see a davar lach may be mekadesh a davar yavesh, so long as the davar lach, that kli lach, is not a measured amount, it's just a mizrak, just a some type of utensil caught used to catch blood. Gemara says, Amar le Rav Acha midifti leravina mincha lachahi. What do you mean? This is mincha lacha. The pasuk says belula v'shemen, that was mixed with oil. Isn't that davar lach? That's why it was using the mizrak, was able to catch it. But there's no proof that it's able to catch something that's completely a davar yavesh. Gemara says, Amar le lo nitzcha ela liyavesh sheba. Referring to the yavish, the dry part of the flour. In other words, yes, there's a shemen that's there mixed with the flour, but there's not enough yavish. Look at Rashi around seven narrow lines up. Liyavesh sheba, she'ef shar libalel kula. It's impossible that all the oil was mixed together with the flour. Shelo haya ba karten sheyavesh shelo nagaven hashemen v'kachinu mizrakos. Meaning there wasn't enough oil to mix together with all the flour. So there are definitely some sections of the flour that were still dry, and yet still this mizrak was able to be mekadesh the davar yavesh. So there is a raya that a davar lach, such as a mizrak, can be mekadesh a davar yavesh. Alternatively, the Gemara suggests the Ibaris Eima Mincha Legabe Dam Ki Yavesh Dami. Even if you want to say that the shemen was able to mix around all together with the flour, it was still relative to dam, which is dam is a liquid. A wet flour is more yavish than a dam. Might be more lach than dry flour, but it's at least relative to dam. It's considered davar yavish, and yet the mizrak was able to mekadesh it. So too the kli mizrak is able to mekadesh any other davar yavish. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Shmuel, l'kli shareis ein mekadshin ela shlemim. They only work if they are shalem, if they're complete. The ein mekadshin ela mileim. They only work if they're completely full to the top, the shear that needs to be. Ein mekadshin ela mitochan only is going to mekadish that which is within, mitochan. So, fine, that's the first man d'amar. Amrile, others say, ein mekadshin ela shlemim. That agrees that it also has to be, the kli needs to be full, it can't have a hole in it. Umileim has to be full to the top. Mibifnim also, mibifnim, what does mibifnim mean? Rashi says, be'azara, three wide lines down, the first part, Rashi says, be'azara, has to only work in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Kodesh, look at Tosus for a second, el bifnim. Rashi, Tosus writes, perish bekuntris, be'azara. V'tema, lama shino lashon ha-mishnah, havalei l'meimer b'kodesh. The Mishnah already taught us that din, that ain mekachin el b'kodesh. So how come in this Bryce here, it says bifnim, it just should be consistent with the mission, say b'kodesh. So Tosus thinks Bifnim here doesn't mean Kodesh. Kodesh we already know from the Mishnah. Bifnim here says Tosus rather, Rabbeinu Chaim de Bifnim l'kli kamar v'asu lamute t'chakuk moshava mibuchutz. That's a strange case, but let's say you have a kli, and there's something that's like etched in outside of the kli, that's not in the kli, it's outside the kli, so that's what's coming to exclude. Either way, these two Ma'an Amrs in the Gemara, the difference is one says Ein Mekachin El Metochan, one says Ein Mekachin El Mibifnim. So what's an afkamina? Gemara wants to my benayu ike benayu beirute midas. Beirute midas is where it bubbles over. It could be foam. It could be sometimes the mound of a flower could be above the top line of the kli. So that's the nafkamina. Because if you require mitochan, then if you look at Rashi, explains the nafkamina three wide lines down beirute. Midos ike benayu. The man that tani ain makachin elami tochan, the one who holds that it only works within the kli, kesaver beirute midos lo niskachi. Elamashi betzoch chalalo shakli. And since the beirutim, the overflow of the wine or whatever's in it is going to be above the top level of the kli, that's not called mitochan and won't be kadosh. But the other man who thinks bifnim is still considered bifnim and would be niskadish. The Gemara now says, Tana, halfway down the Amud here. Tana, ein mekachin el shleimim, umileim, umitochen, mifnim. The Braita includes actually all four of these elements. Has to be complete, has to be full, has to be inside, has to be bifnim. We'll learn Rashi, has to be in the Kodesh. Amar Rabbi Yasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu el shein daita lohosef. This is only true if you don't plan on adding on. When this is going on the din of mileim, I think, right? Right, if you don't plan that which we say mileim, it only works if it's full, but if it's not full, so then it won't be mekadesh. That's only true, it won't be mekadesh if you don't plan to add any more wine or whatever you're using. Aval says the Gemara, daita lehosif, then rishon kodesh. If your plan is to fill the flour to the top, so as you put in each amount of flour, each one is going to be niskadesh by being placed in the klisharis. But if you don't plan to fill it up to the top, just let's say halfway up, then the klisharis does not have the ability to be mekadesh the flour. And the Gemara says the same thing based on the Braisa, Tani Nami Hochi, Mileim. It says in the Pasuk that they were Mileim Soles, so it means Mileim, Ein Mileim, Ela Shleimim. It means really here full, that the Kalim have to be full. I'm sorry, no, the other way around. Rashi says Shleimim means it has to be full in terms of the shear. It has to be to the top in order for it to be Mekadesh. And Amar Rabbi Yosi, Eimasai, Bizman Shein, Daita Lahosif. It's only true if you don't plan to add any more. Well, Daita Lahosif, if you plan to add more, so then as you put a little bit each at a time, each solace, so then Rishon Kodesh, each one is in his Kadesh, since your intention is ultimately to fill the Kli up to the top.
So, what's the Havimina? Why it shouldn't be the other way around?
No? What do you mean, the other way around?
From a Svara.
Well, it's a positive they bring. It says Mileim, it has to be Mileim for it to be Mekadesh.
Because it would make sense that if he doesn't want to add more, then he already has in mind what he's doing, so immediately he should take
But it's not full. It's not full. It's over saying that little, if your intent is to eventually get it full.
Right. But so in that case, it says that
Kodesh, Rishon, Rishon.
Rishon, Rishon. And if he says, I'm going to just put, let's say, two Isarim, then
Doesn't work.
Not till he puts the full Isarim.
No. No, the only way it works is if the kli is fits in the Isaron, so then in order for it to be Kaddish, if you plan to fill to the Isaron, Malayim.
Right.
So, but if let's say you have a Tanya that has three Isaron, and you only plan to fill one Isaron in there, so then it won't work.
Right, meaning it has to be the full Midah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Malayim. Okay. So you're saying even if you don't fill up right now, but you plan to, but since the Kavanah is there to eventually fill it up, so then even now at the halfway point will also...
So the Kavanah is more than to fill up the full Midah that you're trying to do.
The Kavanah is to fill it up. Has to be the intent to do Malayim.
Malayim.
And the Kavanah is Malayim eventually, so then even now, Rishon Rishon, even as you fill it up slowly, that will also be Mekadesh, and so ultimately your Kavanah is to make it Malayim. So then the Gemara says, last four narrow lines of the page here, Tanu Rabbanan. No, I'm sorry, I skipped, we're 10 lines up, two dots. Ein kli halach mekadesh v'chule. The kli lach is not mekadesh shedavar yavesh, and the kli yavesh is not mekadesh shedavar lach. So Amar Rav, v'yisem Rav Asi, ein mekadshin likaru. What it means is not mekadesh to sanctify it, to be brought as a carbon, as a mincha, aval mekadshin lipasel. It does have the ability to sanctify it in terms of making it pasel and disqualified for being used for anything else. So the Gemara says, Ika de Masni la aha. Others have this din on a different statement. It says, Ein mevin menachos v'nisachim v'minchas behemo bikur min ha-meduma. One should not bring any menachos from meduma. What's meduma? So Rashi says here, Ava pi, if you look at Rashi here, on eight lines up, minchas v'nisachim v'minchas behemo min ha-meduma. Meduma is mixed together with chuma, and a kohen is allowed to eat chuma. Certainly, if it's mixed together, he's allowed to eat chuma as well. So, the beinan mutar lechol yisrael shenemar mimashka yisrael min mutar liyisrael. That which could be used, even though these menachos are only being eaten by a kohen, there's a special exemption because of that. Everything that goes on the mizbeach, all these menachos have to be permitted to everyone, even though in practicality only kohanim are eating it. So one should not be bringing from meduma. And the Gemara continues: of ein tzarich lomer mi'arla ukiliyah karam. These things are needless to say because that's aser af to kohanim. So the Gemara then says, Vimhevi lo kidesh, and if you bring it anyways from the Meduma or from Kalea Karim or from Arla, if you do bring it, it's not Kadosh, it doesn't work. And on this statement, it says, Amarav, Visei Maravasi, lo kidesh li karev, aval kidesh li pasel. It doesn't mikadesh in terms of it being makavit, but it does sanctify it in regards to it becoming pasel, and they would be completely disqualified from being used for another carbon. Okay. So there's interesting tosos here. Take a look there if you'd like. And Dibur Maschil Min HaMeduma. So then the Gemara says four narrow lines up. Tanu Rabbanan. Kli Kodesh Shenikvo. Ein Matichan Oso. If let's say a Kli Kodesh gets a hole in it, you shouldn't fix it. Vein Matichan Latochan Avar, which is lead, you shouldn't put lead to fix it. Nifkamu, if it gets broken, Ein Masakin Oso, you don't fix it. If it's a Sakin Shenifkam, if the knife got a little broken, Ein Mashchizan Oso, has a Pekimasa, you don't sharpen the little break in it. Nishmata, if the handle falls off, Ein Machzino, so you don't put it back together. And Abashol Omer, Sakin Mitahir Efes, Haisab Mikdash. One time a Sakin, because it was Pugim, it broke and it caused it Trefa. V'nimnu Aleh, Kwanim V'ganzu, and the Kwanim came together and they hit it. They didn't fix it. So what's the inin of this not fixing anything in the base of Mikdash? So if you take a look at Rashi. Yes, if you look at Rashi, Rashi's Ein Matichan Latochan Avar, the Stoma Nekev, the Kula Mishum de Mechse Kanias Vlav Orch Ara. It looks like Anias, looks like the poverty in Makom Ashir. So we have a concept in Makom Ashir, the place of royalty of the Beis Hamikdash, where there's plenty of wealth. We don't want to come off as we're counting every single penny here. Ah, a knife breaks, we'll just buy another knife. And it's not the Derech Eretz to completely fix things when they break. So then the Gemara says, last four lines of the Amud here, Tanu Rabbanan. Big day kahuna, enos noson maisa machat el maisa orig. When it comes to big day kahuna, we don't sew it together, rather we weave it together. What's the reason? Shinemar maisa orig, that says in the pasuk, maisa orig, it's made from being woven, not from being sewn. So then the Gemara says, nisgalu, let's say the big day kahuna gets dirty, ein mechabsin lo benesiv lo ba'ol. You don't wash it. You're not supposed to wash it at all. Habemayim mechabsin, but You can't use it with Nesa Ba'ol, different types of soap and shampoo and detergent or whatever it is. But with regards to water, are you allowed to use it though? It sounds like you can wash it in detergent. But with water, you are allowed to wash the Big Day Kuna. Is that really true? So Gemara says, Amar Abai says the last line of the Amud here, Hachi Kamar. If it got dirty with water, which is not really dirty, so then then you are allowed to wash it even with detergent, because it's not really considered dirty. But if it got so dirty whereby you need to use detergent to get the stain out, so then you're not even allowed to wash it even with water, even though that won't work. So then the Gemara says, V'yeshom, there are those who say, Ein mechapsin oso ko'iker, you should never wash it, even if it's just slightly dirty with a little water, which again, I don't know why, like, it gets like dirty water, let's say.
It says here, it means that the water alone would be enough to clean it. If it's so lightly dirty that only water can clean it, then you could have used it.
So if you look at Rashi here, top line of Peches Mebeis, he says that, Huga lemayim, kolomar im hayag giulan mu'at, if it was only slightly stained, v'lo haskiku ela l'chibos mayim, you only need to wash out some water or seltzer, gets things out very quickly. So then, since you don't have to, you're allowed to even use detergent. But you don't have; it's not needed to use a detergent. But if the stain is so bad where you need to use detergent, so then even using water will not be allowed. But then the Yesh Omrim says, "Ein mechabzin osan kolikur." You should never wash it. She'ein anias b'malkum ashiris. If the beggar gets dirty, use it. What happens with the leftover? Use it for the wicks for the simchas beis shoeva, and then you just buy and make new Big Day Kahuna.
So is there a mitzvah of kibbutz after dam, after it gets stained by dam? Didn't we learn
that? Yeah, there is an inyan of that. I'm not sure how that.
Does that mean that there is not really kibbutz, just throw it out, or the actual?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I was thinking about that also. I'm not sure. You see, they ask it down here. I don't know if they do. I don't know. Then there is an interesting chakir the Achronim talk about here with regards to the kibbutz. What the reason why they don't allow kibbutz on the beged b'dekuna? If the reason is because after it's been washed, it's no longer considered new. Is that really the problem? Or they're saying no. Even if it's considered new, let's say the washing could be so good, it looks like brand new. Still, it seems to be an inyan of ein shiris b'makom, ein anias b'makom. Ashiris, meaning according to the second Ma'adam or Yesh Omrim, it's clear she'ain anias b'malkum ashiris. Anytime it gets dirty, throw it out. But according to the first Ma'adam, when it gets dirty and all you need to do is remove it with water, that's all it needs. So then you said you're allowed to remove it even with detergent. So, but the other Ma'adam said that if it gets dirty with something that requires detergent, you shouldn't remove it, even the first Ma'adam. So this Chakira, is that also because of ain anias b'malkum ashiris? Or is it because once you clean it, it's no longer considered new, and then a Big Day Kuna needs to be new in order for it to be kosher as a Big Day Kuna? Okay, the Gemara now says three lines down, Tanu Rabbanan.
Here it just says that, Aval tiptipot mu'at shel dam o shemen eino bichlal zeh mechafsim et habeged avuro ve'obdim bo. Meaning it had just small stains of blood or shemen, it said that. They would wash it only if it's big enough that you're mevayish to be with somebody.
No, but not for your question though, right?
I don't know.
You know, I don't think I'm. Yeah,
that, but
yeah. But I think that's what he said here. If it requires just a little bit of water, so then you're allowed to wash it.
I don't think it's.
I think it says all big day kuna. Doesn't distinguish. I would imagine it would be all of them as well. What?
One of the notes.
Same. Kohen Gadol might have a different din.
Yeah.
Okay.
In general.
Okay. So then the Gemara is the Peches Amud Beis here, three lines down, two dots, Tanur Rabbanan. Mi'il kula shel tcheles haya. The meal, the coat that the Kohen Gadol would wear, he'd had eight begadim he'd wear every single day, other than Yom Kippur, where he'd wear only four white begadim for those particular avodos. So the meal that was made of completely of tcheles, shenemar, it says in the pasuk, vayas, it's a mi'il ha'efod, klil tcheles. So then it was made of complete tcheles. Shulav Ketet, how exactly were the ends, the edge, the hems of the meal? What was it made from? So Gemara explains Ketet. Maybe Tcheles, they would do, bring Tcheles, V'argaman, V'stalash, Shani, different types of threads. Shazur, they would have spun together, so it would be multicolored threads. We also, some Kimin, Rimonim, Shalom, Pitchu, B'yim, would be shaped like a pomegranate that wasn't opened up yet, hasn't yet completely ripened. And the kimin kunos, which are different types of balls, shel knosos, the shibroshi tinoko, sometimes a hat that the children would make, I don't know what it looks like exactly. And maybe shivim mishnaim zagin, they bring 72 bells, shebehen shivim mishnaim in balin, and there are 72 little ringers inside, whatever that's called. The tolbehen, they hang them along the sides of the front and the back of the meal. So this is very nice ornaments all over the meal. And they'd have of the 72 bells, shloshim v'shishim mitzadzeh, v'shloshim v'shishim mitzadzeh, 36 in the front and 36 in the back. And then, fine, that was the din. Rabbi Dosa Omar, he argued and says, Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda, shloshim v'shisha hayu. There was a total of 36 only, not 72, 36. He cut everything in half. And he says, shmon esrei mitzadzeh, shmon esrei mitzadzeh, 18 in the front and 18 in the back. And then Gemara says, a similar machlok is seemingly unrelated. Amar Rabbi Inaini Bar Sason, never, not sure if he's mentioned anywhere else in Shas, but interesting name, that Kimachlokis Kan Machlokis Bimaros Nagaim. Just like there's a debate here, 72 and 36, so too by Nagaim, the Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Maseches Nagaim, Perak Aleph Mishnah Dalad, Maros Nagaim, Rabbi Dosa Ben Hirkinis Omer Lamed Vav, 36, a total of different shades of Nagaim, and Akavia Ben Mehala Omer Shivim Mishnaim, their total of 72. So seemingly they don't relate to each other, the machlokes by Maros and machlokes by the Me'il, but if you look at Tosus in the very top here, he writes, machlokes kan kach machlokes b'maros negarim, perisha beinotam detali hai b'hai, they actually do depend on each other. The mishum de Me'il balachaper lashon hara, v'chein negarim ban lashon hara, so there is a connection. Now what the significance of 72 and 36 are, I'm not sure, but there is some connection between negarim and Me'il. Okay, the Gemara now says halfway down the page, Amar Rebbe Einani Bar Sasan again, Lama Nismecha, Parshas Karbanos, the Parshas Bigdei Kuna. Why are these two connected? Why are they next to each other? Karbanos next to Bigdei Kuna. Lama Lecha, to tell you, Ma Karbanos Mechaprim Af Bigdei Kuna Mechaprim. Just like the Karbanos, as we all know, are Mechaper, so to Bigdei Kuna serve as a Kapara. How so? That the Ksonis Mechaperas Al Shvichas Damim is meant to bring a Kapara for murder. Shinemar, it says by Yosef at Sadiv Vaishikhatu Seir Izim Vaitbulas Ksones Bedam, that they placed the Ksones of Yosef in blood. It was meant to be Mechaper for the Ritzicha, the Meshvichas Damim of Yosef at Sadiv. Michnasaim are being Mechaper al Gilei Arayos. Shinemar, the pants are there to Mechaper and Gilei Arayos. Shinemar, it says Vaasalahem Michnasevad Lichasos as Bsar Erva. It's meant to cover up the Bsar Erva, so we see Michnasaim are there for Davar Erva. Matznefes, the hat, Mechaperes Agase Ruach, and one who is a Balgaiva. Minayin, how do I know that? Amar Rebbe Chanina, Yavo Davar Shebegova, Mechaper Gove. That which is worn high, that Matznefes should be Mechaper, and that which is a Balgaiva, who is also high and haughty. Avnei, the belt is Mechaper Al Hiruhu Alev, Hecha De Isa. The Avnei was worn pretty high up, like below, like the, on the, around the stomach, near the arms. So that's where it's Mechaper on the, on here a lave near the heart, that's it, where it was positioned. So that's the din of the avni. Choshen mechaper al hadinin shenemar v'asisa choshen mishpat. Choshen mishpat is the choshen is mechaper and mishpat that was given incorrectly. The eifod is mechaper al vodos kochavim shenemar ein ofed utrafim. Trafim, remember from the story of Rachel, hid the trafim of her father. Trafim is avodah zara. So that pasuk says ein ofed v'trafim. So Rashi explains here ein eifod nigla avon trafim. Since there's no eifod, so the avera of the trafim of the avodah zara became apparent. But hayesh eifod, if there is an eifod that the kohen gadol wears, then ein trafim. Then there will be no trafim. In other words, there will be mechaper on avodah zara. The Me'il is Mechaper al Lashon Hara, as we said above in Tosfos. And Me'inayin, how do we know that? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Yavo Davar Shebekol, Mechaper al Kol Hara. So the bells that exist on the bells that are on the Me'il that make noise are Mechaper al Lashon Hara, which of course is through Kol. V'tzitz Mechaper al Azaz Panim, on those who are how do they define this in English?
Brazenness.
So then, Mitzitz K'siv, Avaya Ametach Aaron, it's on the forehead of Aaron, ubazas panim ksiv metach isha zana hayalcha, and describing what a brazenness is, it's on the forehead, so you see tzitz is mechaper on that aver. So these are the eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol, which are mechaper in eight different averos. So the Gemara then says, v'ini, is really true. There are two averos that we don't find a kapara in karbanos. But yet they do receive a kapara elsewhere. There's no carbon on the shvichas damim. There's no carbon in lashon hara. Shvichas damim is a me'agla rufa. Is another kapara that's outside the base of Mikdash. Lashon hara mikataris. Mikataris is not a carbon. It's in the base of Mikdash and not a carbon. So these are two averos that don't have karbanos attached to them, but they do have kapara elsewhere. The Tani Rav Chananya, minayin the kataris shemichaperis. How do we know that the kataris, not only the kataris of lefnai v'lefnim, but even the kataris of the everyday kataris, that's mechaperis on lashon hara. Shenemar v'yitein es hakataris v'yichaper al ha'am, that they placed the kataris and then they were mechaper in the am. What were the mechaper on? The Tani debay Rabbi Shmuel al ma kataris mechaperis al lashon hara. How so? Yavo davar shebechashai v'yichaper ha'maisechashai. That the kataris was brought inside the area of the kodesh, which is a place that was bechashai, that was hidden in secret. No one was allowed to be there. Rashi actually says it's referring to the kataris and kodesh in Yom HaKippurim. Rashi says shebechashai shayol levadu sham, that the kohen was there all by himself bringing the kataris. Kiditznan purishim bin ulam the mizbeach. No one else was allowed to be in the hallway near the mizbeach. B'shas haktara, during the haktara. V'kol shekein, and certainly that min ha'heichal, shenemar v'chol adam lo yevo, the sin tektaris was something davar shebechashai, something that was done secretly, hidden, so it's mechaper on that which is done hidden secretly, in other words, the ketaris. Okay, why do we bring all this? So the Gemara says, kash lashon hara lashon hara, kash shvichas damim shvichas damim. If we already have a kapara, the me'il is mechaperis on the lashon hara, why do you need the ketaris? And if the ksones was mechaper on the shvichas damim, so why do you need the egla rufa? So the Gemara says, lo kasha ha the yadia man dekale ha de lo yadia man dekale. Depends whether or not you know who killed him. So Rashi explains, eight lines up or so. Yadia man dekale, if you know who killed him, then the ksones mechaperes alat tzibor shel yanshu. So we know who the murderer is, but we don't want everyone else to be punished. So the ksones protects everyone else. But the one that we don't know who killed, that's Egla Rufa. Dafka comes in a case where we don't know who the murderer is, so we go through the whole Seder of Egla Rufa. So then the Gemara asks, wait a second, Man Kale, Idiyada Man Kale, if we know who killed him, Barktalhu, he should be killed. And that should bring the Kapar for the rest of Am Yisrael. The Gemara answers, no, it's a case of Meizah v'lo Asrbei. It's done where it was done b'meizah, but we didn't give hasra. In which case, if there's no hasra, we can't give a misa. So since there's no kapara, we're not killing the rotzeach. So now everyone is in jeopardy of being punished in the entire tzibur. For that reason, the ksonis comes to protect the entire tzibur. And then finally, the Gemara says, and the parak finishes off saying, "V'lashon hara, alashon hara nami lakasha habetzina." It depends where the Lashon Hara is spoken. If the Lashon Hara is done b'tzina, hidden, so then that's where the kataris, which is a davar shebechashai, that's when that's mechaperis. But if it's something that's said in public, b'farhesia, so then the me'il, which gives off a call, gives off a sound, that's mechaper on that type of Lashon Hara that was done b'farhesia. Hajin alach ha'mizbeach mekadesh. Okay, I am not here tomorrow. Are you around to give it up by any chance?